At the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention Trade Talk Session, I'm visiting with Raven and Ryan Molitor. And Ryan, it's great to see you. I know that we got a pretty important topic to discuss here. And when it comes to precision ag today, and you know, all the talk lately has been about data and data management and data transfer, but that brings up things like privacy and security. If I understand right, Raven is now part of a new coalition to kind of address this whole topic area?
Yeah, absolutely. As precision ag has become more and more a part of what our customers and growers are doing in their operation, data management and better data management is kind of a key piece in helping them take the next step. But over the last couple of years, just, you know, data privacy, security, who owns the data, who sees my data, has become a really big topic for growers and a real concern that they have. And with the efficiencies that you gain in precision ag and other farm management tools, we don't want people to not adopt those technologies because they're worried about, you know, who has access to their data and things like that. So, yeah, this group was formed. We're very excited and proud to be kind of one of the members that is bringing this out to help address those concerns and provide, you know, growers with better visibility and transparency to, you know, data that's collected in the field, and when it's sent, you know, wirelessly somewhere, who sees that and what are they doing with it? So trying to give them a better understanding of that. And there's two, I think, real key components to that. As you look at kind of the principles and guiding principles that they've put out, education is one. So educating growers on, you know, what they can do with their data, and when they grant access to somebody, what that person can do with that data. And then just, you know, the companies that are participating in need to be transparent. And so the transparency is another key piece of this, I think.
Has this, I don't want to say document or these principles, have they already been written, or is it in the process of being written?
I'd say the initial principles are documented and written, and they sent the release actually just this morning that kind of outlines the companies and what the initiative is and what some of the guiding principles are. And we'll continue to carry that forward and probably tweak and refine that. But, you know, one of the hopes is that growers will see this and kind of help put their mind at ease. But then also, on the companies that are involved, like the transparency side, to make sure that we're actually doing what we say that we want to do to help growers.
Well, I think it's been a topic for a while, and sometimes a proactive approach is better than what the alternative might be down the road. So getting ahead of what could become, maybe a real problem in the future, maybe it won't now. Before we close here, we always kind of like to ask what's new. I mean, what with Raven right now, what are kind of some of the things that you want people to focus on knowing that you are bringing to market?
Yeah, over the last couple of years, we've introduced a lot of new technologies. And one of the things that we're really focused on right now is just helping growers understand precision ag and what kind of ROI, with commodity prices where they are, they're having to really watch what investments they make. So we're really focused on trying to educate them on what's available, better understand their operations so that we can help, you know, them decide what's right from a precision side. So you can make a smaller investment in precision technology versus iron or, you know, a new tractor or something like that. But you can still upgrade your operation and become more efficient, get a quick ROI, be more profitable by just adopting some of the precision technologies that we have.
Well, it's great to see Raven here, and thanks to Raven for your support of what we do with AgWired and especially our Precision website, and, of course, this organization, which we're members of as well. So that's Ryan Molitor. We've been visiting here in Kansas City, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.